Oh, we're here. Oh, good, good. So first and foremost, why do you wear that headband thing?
Because the light comes from the top. And if I were to wear a bill, it shadows my face.
Well, couldn't Dave put some light on the ground and like that's bounce
a trip
it?
Yeah, we could put a bounce board there, but it's a trip hazard for if you got to run out of here in a fire.
Yeah, but I don't like looking at him with that.
It's why? Not it's the headband. How, it's my hair down.
No, I just don't like the way you look.
It's,
you
it's
look
not
like,
the headband.
You look
it's
like a person that is like still hitting spring break in Florida at 40 or something, right?
What's at 40?
Yeah.
I don't look 40.
Yeah, you do. You look older like, than 40.
No, I don't.
Absolutely. You look way older than 40.
No, I Caleb? Don't. Caleb.
I'm not getting in on this.
Well, you do. This is the way you find Jared's age. You triple Caleb's age, and then you divide by one.
That's not how this works.
That's pretty old,
right?
I regret inviting you to this. I can't believe you're even here.
I love it. Great. Can I have some of that spicy salt? That stuff's fucking good.
Yeah, you like it?
I love this. I actually did this when
putting it in your coffee. That's literally what he was talking about. The guy that makes it. He was like, I put it in my coffee.
That's good.
Salt in your coffee.
Yeah, dude, it's really good. It's a thing too. Firecracker Farm. Yeah.
I've been doing
Are they a sponsor?
They are.
Yeah, they're good.
I've been doing salt water every morning for the last like 2 weeks.
What?
Ooh, you go spicy with it? Just thing I wanted to try.
Is that why you have all that butt blood?
Mm-hmm. Ass is very full of blood, but I've been putting that like pink Himalayan salt in just like a big glass of water. I'll just do like a 5 or 6 grinds, a little bit of it, and then just swirl it up, chug it, just to help me because I've been so hot lately. Yeah. I feel like I'm fucking just sweating all day long, nonstop. Got a headache constantly. Well,
you're picking up like 410 pounds handbags.
Yeah, I'm lifting a lot, but also it's very hot down here. Every day. So I'm just trying to do anything I can to stay hydrated. So I'm drinking salt water.
Yeah. The interesting thing is if you're out in the ocean drinking salt water, that would backfire. You would die.
It's weird how that works, huh?
Yeah. But you can drink it in minimal amounts. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like paint.
Yeah.
You can drink it in little bit amounts, but you can't overindulge in paint or it'll kill you.
That would be the worst. One of the worst deaths is falling off a boat.
Into paint.
Yeah, into paint.
Yeah.
No, just like falling off a boat in the middle of the ocean.
With nothing.
Like, you're just like on an aircraft carrier at night and you like slip. Oh. Whoops. Nobody hears you. You're just.
Right.
If you were 2 hours treading water, maybe.
You think? Mm-hmm. I feel like you wouldn't just die at that height sometimes.
No.
I feel like if you like landed on your face or something, you could possibly die from that height, right?
Maybe. No. There's been like fighter pilots that burn into the ocean. They float around for hours. They're fine.
Hmm.
What's the height of an aircraft carrier? What do you think? A couple hundred feet?
No, it's probably 100, 150.
Yeah. Maybe. Have you ever been on an aircraft carrier?
I have. I've been on an aircraft carrier while I was out to sea.
Really?
Yeah. I got to watch like A6s and F-14s get tracked under nods.
Oh, that's cool.
It was really cool. That's why being a TACP was pretty cool because you get to see every fucking cool thing that the military does.
Right.
Like, you know, I've ridden in a tank.
Yeah.
Driven a Striker.
Right.
Ridden an F-16, got to be on an aircraft carrier, watch F-14s and A-6s land in the dead of night.
Yeah.
Like, I loved it.
That is cool. Like,
tankers, you know, they just get to ride in one tank and that's it. That's all they do their whole life.
Right.
We just kind of get to float around.
Yeah. Hey, Fury made that seem really cool, though.
What?
Fury made being a tanker seem really cool, though.
I mean, did it make it seem really cool or did it seem
really cool?
It sucked.
Made it seem like a lot of fun.
I mean, Brad Pitt was hot in that.
Yeah, that's all I could think of.
Yeah, it was a super sick haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then who's the other dude?
Shia LaBeouf?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did great.
Yeah.
For
that movie.
Yeah, Shia, I think, was my favorite part of it. He was like the mentally disturbed Christian or something like that.
Right.
That was like his character in the movie. I liked it. He'd kill people and then pray for them as they were dying. It's pretty intense.
Man, I haven't seen Fury in a while.
Yeah. He'd shoot people and he'd be like, you believe in God? As they're like laying there down, he's like, all right, let me pray for you. And then like then he'd pray with them as they died. It was pretty intense.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see Sisu?
I haven't seen it yet. I have been not watching a lot of TV.
It is, you know what? But it is you to a T.
Really?
You're going to watch that movie and be like,
This is me.
I loved every second of it. Yeah. Yeah, it's about an ex-Finnish general from the First World War that like was known for murdering hundreds and hundreds of Russians. Yeah. And
totally
and
me.
A bunch of Germans. Yeah. Like he's in the fucking Badlands of
Finland. He just like leaves.
He was just out in the Badlands panning for gold. He finds a bunch of gold. And then these Nazis that are fleeing as the war is over, like fuck with him. And he just spends like a week murdering every last one of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Like really.
Oh, okay.
And like the Nazis call back because they, in the first little bout they have with him, they take his dog tags and they're like, hey, this guy fucking killed 8 of our dudes. And the dude at high command is like, you need to run because that
really?
Guy,
yeah.
Like, that guy is responsible for taking down entire battalions of Russians. Like he is the craziest motherfucker on the planet. And like, as he attacks them, like as they're hearing this on the fucking,
so is it, in subtitles or is it?
I don't think he says a word the whole time. And then the Nazis speak in German. So yeah, it's in subtitles.
Okay.
I don't think he says a whole, single word.
Yeah.
No, that's cool.
He's got a dog.
Of course.
With him. Yeah. The whole thing. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, you know, John Wick. Well, same.
The makers of John Wick made the movie.
Oh, shut up. Yeah. Really? Yeah. Damn, dude.
So it is just incredibly violent with a lot of different types of deaths, you know, like
that are good.
Shovel,
yeah, it's funny.
It's a recipe.
He throws that landmine.
Yeah.
Just throws it. Hits a guy in the face.
Landmine at a dude's
head. Yeah, just hits him in the face. And he just splatters. That's cool. It's great.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah. It's a fun time.
Like they were filling like large sacks full of meat and blowing them up.
Yeah, it was
like,
good.
It just looked hilarious.
Like we're going to have to make a run to the meat market for this one.
Meat store.
Yeah. We're going to need some meat for this scene.
It's just a bunch of diced up pigs in a fucking sea bag. You know, the duffel bag that we used to get in basic training.
Oh, yeah.
You just fill that with pig.
There it
then
is.
You blow it up.
And then you blow it up.
It's that's how you do special effects.
We could do that.
Yeah, we could.
Man,
we should try.
I think we should make a movie. At least a short one that's just very gory. Like I think it'd be fun. I don't even know a premise yet, but I think we could make a fun movie.
You could just call it gore.
Gore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gore.
You're like you could call
it
babies.
You could call it Gorp, and it could be about a bunch of hikers. And it's like they go to like Whole Foods and they're getting they're putting together their Gorp.
They're eating protein out of a pouch.
No, it's Gorp. You know that's what it's That trail mix is actually called Gorp. That's what it's called. It's like granola.
I don't like the word.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It sounds like
Gorp.
Gorp. And it's just about hikers just getting fucking murdered. I need in the mountains.
Gorp.
Gorp. Yeah. Gorp.
That doesn't make me hungry. Like,
why?
I just need a fresh helping of Gorp.
Well, you got any Gorp in there?
You need to pack all this Gorp in, buddy. Help me pack all my Gorp in me in this tent.
Just
you know
a
what 10 I mean?
Pound bag
you,
of
what do you, what do you think the assumption is when your friend is asking you to pack a bunch of Gorp in him?
Yeah, I don't want to hear that.
That's alien
friend.
Sex.
Yeah.
Well, so you guys are internet people. What was the thing going on with the alien sex thing? Like, what was the news article about that?
The article said that the aliens may not be fuckable.
Yeah.
And that was a real article?
I'm not sure.
Like, much anything is fuckable if you try hard enough.
A blender.
Yeah, that's fuckable.
No.
Bag of rocks.
No.
Fuckable. Right? You can fuck anything.
No.
Yeah, you can,
dude. I don't think it would be healthy.
We're going to find out.
Is this your guys' show doing science?
Can you fuck it?
With Caleb.
It's a cinder block.
We need to make a preview for this. Like a fucking like, hey.
Yeah, you're in lab. You're in lab coach, like making a Viagra drink. Like, is this fuckable?
Yeah.
Caleb's over there crushing up like five Viagra and putting
them in a shirt.
Oh, man. He's like, I need five because look how big I am.
And it's just two cinder blocks.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking.
Can I do it?
I just smash them around my dick. I came.
Ow.
It is. And then it's like,
you give the thumbs up.
Fuckable.
And the sparkle on your teeth.
Yeah. Ding.
This is not a good show.
Yeah. That'd have to live somewhere else.
That's a good trailer for maybe a possibility of the shows that
we're
fail
not good at
that we did.
Yeah. It's
just like
it's a Caleb pitches.
Yeah, it's a Caleb pitches. Is it fuckable? And then.
Yeah, people have that show. Is it like microwavable or whatever?
Yeah.
It's just a take on that.
Yeah. They actually do have that show already.
Really? Is it fuckable?
No, is it microwavable?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. Because that was the premise of our entire show.
Science.
Yeah, doing science.
You guys are going to build that giant microwave that can fit a horse in it.
Yeah.
Which I thought was
back
funny.
To the horses, man.
Yeah. Why?
Horses are funny.
Yeah. It's weird that they are. Yeah. I made a whole video about a horse today.
They're the butt of all of our jokes.
Yeah, man.
It starts with a horse.
Yeah. Horses, huh? Fuck
them. The guy from Threat Llama says he's going to attempt to draw our horse Wi-Fi, our horse network.
That's how you know you come up with something fucked up when someone who's an artist is like, I'll attempt it. Like, I'll give it a best shot.
I'll give it a go.
He's going to try and do an artist depiction of HorseNet. I was like, what do you think I needed? I'm like, well, you need the cooling system. You need barrels of milkshake that are delivered on.
Yeah, barrel on of milkshake, tracks. Big fan on the shoulders.
Yeah, that's just tacked. Yeah, in
just
with a spike.
Hammer to the shoulders. Yeah.
Not
yeah.
one piece of communication equipment.
Yeah, yeah none of no. Yeah. Maybe it's just weird. A washer and dryer with a tiny little, what's it called? And like not an antenna. Yeah,
like a dish.
Yeah, like a dish just on top of a washer and dryer.
Yeah.
You guys are going to have to explain this to me. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
What horse
that is. I have no idea.
Well, there's a lot of horses in the world.
Correct.
And we feel like they're being underutilized. So 100%. We thought that maybe if we could hook them up with some kind of like Wi-Fi that right. they emit.
Yeah. That
especially
way
for like
cow. Have Wi-Fi
yeah,
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I like that.
That's
idea.
Horse net.
Yeah, horse net.
The machines. We're very large. They're like the size of a washing machine and a dryer. And they go on the back of the horses. But then the horses get too hot. So we have to put these cooling systems on them. And the horses only work off of milkshake.
They need it because...
Is it like a special horse milkshake? Or is it...
No.
Just
it's
a rate
just,
up,
like just McDonald's
it's
strawberry
It's chocolate
milkshake.
Or strawberry. Because they need the calories. Because this is really heavy. Everything that's on top of them. It's a washer and dryer that's got stuff inside of it. And it's spinning always. It's hot. They're sweating. And then there's the fan that's on their shoulder. It's heavy too.
Yeah.
So they're hot. They're sweaty. They need it, maximum calories.
Yeah.
So we just get barrels of milkshake and there's a pump. And you just pump. You run the tube up their nose or down whatever. And then you just pump it into them.
Yeah, it just kind of explodes.
Yeah, because they're tired.
Full of milkshake.
Yeah, they're too tired to eat.
You get Wi-Fi for another couple hours.
Yeah.
And the only way to deliver this was through
train tracks. Yeah.
So like we have to put down and lay a shit ton of train tracks.
Yeah, because horses move on in all directions. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't realize it, but you're usually never less than 100 yards from a horse.
Huh.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
So you would have Wi-Fi always.
That was a national fact.
Yeah.
Too,
yeah.
I looked up.
You are never less than 100 yards from a horse.
But I mean,
interesting. I knew that, of course, because it's just obvious.
I figured you did. Yeah.
You're never less than 100 yards from a horse at any point in time.
That's a
you know, this is one of those national facts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. That a lot of people don't know.
Yeah.
You could be sailing across the Atlantic.
There's a horse somewhere.
And there's a horse somewhere.
Somewhere. You don't know.
You don't know where it is.
They know where you are.
You could be, you know, on the Iditarod in Alaska. You don't know.
Definitely horses there.
You look around. You'll see one.
Yeah,
there's a horse in it.
Got to look close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is episode 4 of Jared and Caleb Fuck Up America. Where'd all this fucking track come from? Sorry.
I think it's a great idea. We need more rail.
Yeah.
Well,
we just need more rail.
This comes back to we really would like to get put in a situation, and maybe you can facilitate this. Maybe you could set up a meeting with me and Caleb with some very rich investors and tell them that we have a good idea. But, you know, we just need time with them in a room and we're going to pitch them on a few things that we've come up with.
We need, you know, I have the perfect. I have the perfect partner for this. We just talked to him early in the day. Where what we do is we could get back. We could establish. This is a great idea. We establish a
holding
pitch book that's a holding company where Steven can utilize us to go pitch.
His
friends.
But as a total
as
troll.
As a total troll.
I want to get this like easy art.
I know,
like,
that's what I'm
saying. When I'm sitting here talking about HorseNet, I've got real artist depictions. Well,
no, what we would do is we wouldn't do it. We would write the scripts for fucking kids from like Cal Poly and Stanford where they would have to go. And they're like, I have, you know, a master's in, you know, engineering and computer science with an MBA from Harvard. And we send all these fucking just like quant nerds just out there, and they're like, well, this is horse net. And we sell this idea because what we'd want is to bundle this with a bunch of bullshit that make it sound just absolutely perfect to see how many people.
Yeah.
Like, really? Oh, you're no more than 100 yards from a horse?
Huh. At all times.
Yeah, that's the opening of the presentation.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, did you know?
But here's the thing. The payoff for me is convincing them of this. That's why I don't want to send somebody else. Like, I want to be in that room going on a 20, 30-minute tangent on how horses need strawberry milkshake in order to produce enough energy that –
But you would get to do it like once, which, by the way, that's fine. You do it once.
Yeah.
Because I would, at that point, after that, it would be there would be the legacy.
You could do it plenty of times. You could do it probably four or five times before anybody caught on.
If you ever watched that show, it's on Comedy Central. It was this Canadian dude that would go out and fix businesses, but it was just the worst.
No. Oh my God. Is it Nathan For You?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you ever watch Nathan For You?
You've never watched Nathan For You. It's hilarious.
And that's your kind of show.
It's awesome.
Vodcopter.
Dude, it's, man, if you'll love that show if you watch it, dude. You go ahead and talk about what you're going to talk about, but that's a great show.
Yeah, it starts off where he's like, I went to, you know, the University of Montreal and graduated with a C+ or whatever, and business, the University of Montreal. Now I'm Nathan For You. I'm out to like help you turn around your business. It's so ridiculous.
And the people don't know he's doing a joke.
Oh.
And he's like fucking with them so hard. And he's so serious all the time. Like, just for example, I don't know what this had to do with anything, but there was an episode where he was like handcuffed and like chained to this wall or something. And there was like bleachers full of children. And there was a machine that was slowly taking his pants off and his underwear. And if he wasn't able to get handcuffed and away from this wall to press a button that stopped the machine, he would become a pedophile or whatever. Because it was going to expose his dick to all these children. Yeah, so it's like a magic thing. But there's cops that are there ready for him. They're like, as soon as he exposes his dick, we're going to tase him. It was like just like the goofiest shit. But that was one whole episode, was him building up and like audiences coming to watch him. And he's like chained up. There's a machine that's like slowly like undoing his belt and like undoing his pants, like unzipping them and like pulling his pants down. And then it goes for his bar. It's like, it's just insane. But dude, it's
Nathan
it's,
For You.
Yes. Yeah, you need to watch it. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
There was another episode. I don't remember what it was, but he opens like another version of Starbucks. What was it? It was called like Starfucks or something like it was literally just.
It was called
Bad Starbucks.
Dumb Starbucks.
And they were like, it was selling like crazy. And then they had to come. They were like, no, like what was it? Cease and desist or some shit. But they had to come and shut it down because it was going hard. Like, he opened like multiple locations and it was doing
everything
so well.
Dumb in front.
Yeah. But yeah, dude, the show's insane. He made a whole clothing line that was about the Holocaust. That was a real clothing line that was like, the Holocaust did happen. I forget what it's called, but because he's like Jewish or whatever. And it's like a hiking clothing line. Did you ever see that? It's a real clothing line. You can get it in like REI and like a lot of like stores, but he's like, it's made by Jews for Jews because the Holocaust did happen. And like, it's insane, dude. The show is so ridiculous.
We need to get in one of these rooms.
Yeah.
And we have to have easels with beautiful art, amazing graphs, but the graphs make no fucking sense. It just has, you know, year and then profit.
And horse. It's like horse and milkshake profit.
It's like 2x times ROAS to milkshake horse. Mm-hmm. You know, and you're like,
and you're briefing this with confidence.
What? Equals EBITDA.
EBITDA. We're like, all right, we're done.
So what do you guys think?
35 million. What we're looking for. 4% of the company.
Horse 35 million.
Yeah.
We're valuing this on 12 times trailing 2016 revenue. And it's like, you started in 23. Yeah. I know. I would have started
and then
this.
Then you start adding, you like pulling the things. All right. Just as a thing, like before we can even get started, we need 6.5 tons of clam chowder. Yeah. <And they're> like, what's the clam chowder for? Like, We can't get into that, but we have debts that need to be paid.
We need it. We need the clam chowder.
We need six and a half tons of clam chowder.
It's part of it.
Yeah. What if we just gave you the money? Could you buy it? No. We can only take form of payment.
We're not allowed.
Chowder.
We're not allowed to order it.
We need it in heavy duty black construction bags.
It's like it's instead of unmarked bills.
I need unmarked
bags of clam
chowder in black Glad bags in a cement truck.
We need you to double bag those.
I paid that bill in clam chowder.
What?
Sir, that was a disaster. You caused a traffic jam.
It was spoiled. Yeah. So they didn't double bag it. That's why we need them to double bag it this time.
Yeah. Where should we go?
Try to pay our taxes in clam chowder next year.
Okay.
This is deliver a legal trucker. Tender. This is a legal tender. if we could somehow try to figure out a way that we could pass a small piece of legislation where some form of legal tender.
Dude, you can
the county of Bernie could be like clam chowder.
You could probably do that in the NDAA. You could try and slip something in.
The NDAA? Is that like the NCAA?
The National Defense Authorization Act.
That's what I'm saying. Just put one line in there. Just also, a quick one
also,
line.
Also, Thursday's clam chowder is
legal tender.
Because Crenshaw tried to slip in something that was going to force Space Force to use really dorky ranks that he invented.
Oh, yeah.
And they tried to slide that in, but they caught it. But they might not catch our chowder bill.
Yeah.
Let's see if we could get a congressman to sponsor our chowder bill.
Mm, I like that idea.
I mean, I think we need a poster.
Yeah.
Sponsor the national, chowder act.
Oh, we need posters in general.
To be fair, it's just going to cost you, right? It's just, you can pretty much buy whatever politician you want for whatever price.
We could just offer
them. Have to figure out
hey, we're just going to,
Most of them are
trade this. This skid steer bucket full of money for your sponsoring of our bill.
Or you could convince them to take their trade in where there's originals. Because they're all fucking 100 years old.
Yeah, but
that's a good idea. Little pocket candies are great around Congress.
Caleb and I would fuck up and leave them in the sun and they would all melt into one giant Werther's brick that no one can lift up.
Well, then you could just sell it as a brick. Yeah.
Werther's brick.
Yeah.
A Werther's brick.
Yeah.
If there's a way we could get a pallet of SpaghettiOs.
Of course there is.
I don't know why you couldn't, dude. I feel like you could pretty easily. Costco. We could probably just go to Costco and do that.
You think?
Yeah. Probably.
Well, order it at Walmart at 20. You're good.
Yeah.
Damn, we should try that.
Sam's Club?
Because we could leave the SpaghettiOs out back just in the sun.
Yeah,
and then they're ready to go.
Yeah, they're not. They're gonna be warm.
Yeah,
it's gonna be warm enough.
To burn your mouth.
Yeah, you dump them right in.
Can and get a quick chug in.
Yeah, get a quick spaghetti go.
Right after my workout, dude, just chug a couple cans of that.
Dude, that'd be so good for you.
Yeah,
be so good for you.
Yeah, for vitamins.
Yeah.
For all the vitamins I need.
Vitamin rich SpaghettiOs.
Yeah.
Oh, good. A good solid little shrimp plate, huh? Right here on the podcast.
Yeah, just having a little shrimp.
Seems fine. I wouldn't worry about that.
Yeah. Couldn't make it a whole hour, huh?
What?
And now we're going to find out how much you guys actually care about us. We're going to talk about some of our sponsors. But just so you know, we would never, I mean never, advertise anything that we don't actually really like or use regularly. So, stick around.
I use this stuff. This stuff's the Firecracker Farm. Damn. This one's the push button.
Yep.
They also have the
hot salt.
They have the grind. This is like ghost pepper, scorpion. There's one more in there. I forget exactly.
Everything's better with hot salt.
But the thing I like about this is I used to use, name the hot sauce.
Dude,
right?
That's
what now all it is this on eggs, especially hard boiled eggs, you just push the button a couple times and you're done. You don't need to spray a bunch of shit on there, dude. It's done. It's fucking superb.
Man. And it doesn't change the taste. That's what's awesome.
The thing about this too is, dude, so I put a bunch of this stuff, he sent me a few of these, but then I put them in my camper and a bunch of these other places because doesn't go bad. Yeah. So it's not like you need to put it in the refrigerator. You're like
it's heavy
packing
duty.
Around sriracha or something like that. It's phenomenal. Like this. This is
He's
a great
on to
invention.
Something.
It's a great invention. Yes,
this is great. Caleb's getting into his box right there.
Yeah, this is nice. So yeah, like what? You, like, do I just refill this? This feels
yeah,
okay.
Was, no,
this
yeah, feels, that thing will outlast you.
Yeah, I'll say this yeah. feels far too nice to ever get rid of. I feel like I could kill someone with this.
Be cool.
And I'm just salting my eggs and then just walk in.
Kill.
And then I continue salting my
available
eggs.
Available at firecracker.farm.
/pie.
/pie,
to
ladies
say,
and gentlemen, yeah. because yeah. you get some sort of discount. Yeah. Right?
Maybe.
What?
Maybe.
What
you is do. This? You know what I love, Caleb?
What?
Killcliff!
It's pretty good stuff.
This new Ignite Cherry Lime Grenade... It's to die for.
I really enjoy the orange.
And, you're the orange man.
Yeah,
huh?
I'm the orange boy.
You've got cherry lime grenade here, and you're talking
about
oranges?
It's good, but man, it's like a carbonated orange juice.
No, I don't even think cherries grow in the same states together with limes. Like,
probably not.
To actually, merge them together is almost like an act of science. And that's what Killcliff did. They came in with science, and they merged cherries and lime. All natural freedom here. This thing is delicious. It wakes me up. I love it. It's a good recovery drink. Killcliff also offers some of the best CBD drinks out there for recovery. This stuff is great. We've been in cahoots with Killcliff for many of years. They were one of the very first sponsors on our movie Range 15.
Wow.
And as a matter of fact, that may be something else we can talk about, Killcliff, is when you mix this with Leadslinger's whiskey, it cures zombieism.
Hmm. Wow. You just build your own Four Loko, basically.
No. It cures zombieism. That's a medicine.
It's like a good Four Loko. Like a potion. Four Loko if it was an elixir. Yeah, I really like that it's not like a crazy amount of caffeine because there's a lot of times that I want a good energy drink. Like I like a carbonated drink. That's me. I always like having an energy drink each day. But there's sometimes I'm like, I've already had too much caffeine today, but I want something that's like flavorful and has a little bit, and Killcliff does it for me. It's really nice. It's got those natural like juice flavors in it, so it tastes real. So that's one thing I really
does.
Appreciate.
And they've really upped their shipping game now. They can get this right to your door. Just go to killcliff.co. Get yours today.
That's fine. Did you just get hungry all of a sudden?
Well, you know, we were talking about SpaghettiOs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he likes his shrimp and SpaghettiOs.
I like how you concealed that from all of us. Like, no one knew you were going to pull out fucking shrimp halfway through this.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Is that a Killcliff?
That is a Killcliff.
Is it full of Killcliff?
Yeah.
Can I have it?
It's not cold.
Oh, okay. Can I have it?
Hot Killcliff?
I am thirsty.
It's room temperature. Don't sass it.
Bad. Boiling hot Killcliff?
Ooh.
Should we, Evan, do you think we should talk about our little idea for NASCAR?
Oh, God.
Oh, man. This idea. I mean, to be fair, I think this is the right audience, right? Because they would
warm.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's, you know, you want a good room temperature shrimp. That's what everybody says.
Your body
solid, good room temperature shrimp.
It's the same with water. It's your body can't really utilize the shrimp unless it's warm.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sad.
You're nervous? Why? It's not good.
You're giving up. I think it's bad shrimp.
Oh, no. How long have you had it sitting out here? Days?
I thought we were going to record 2 days ago.
Oh,
no, that's fine.
You're going to be
worried about that. Put that out in the sun. Let it warm up a little bit. That'll be fine.
If the sun boils it, it'll kill anything inside.
If the sun gets hot enough.
Yeah. But
most offensive commercial we could ever think of.
Yeah. We were talking about a time like when we were down at, what was that, Daytona?
Daytona 500.
Yeah.
Daytona 500. Just like a new commercial for NASCAR, just to kind of really get people back into it.
Paper towel commercial.
Yeah.
It's actually a paper towel commercial.
Yeah. Yeah. It leads back to paper towels.
Yeah. It's Acme. What do you call it? Acne paper towels? Or,
yeah.
You know, because it was like generic, some generic label paper towels.
Yeah.
Yeah. The genesis of this is like, one, it was really funny.
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
Two, like just how do you make the most offensive commercial ever made? granted, it would get a lot of traction. People would find
it was going to be very animated, appealing. Right?
I think it's going to have to be animated. I don't think we could do that in real life.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think because
it involves Toby Keith and like
Dale Earnhardt,
but feeding
your babies to demons.
Under the Daytona
500, so that it comes in. So we'll establish it like this. Mm-hmm. So it starts as the Daytona 500 is warming up. The crowds are moving in. And then they're getting into the Daytona. And then it's getting ready to start. And the gate goes up.
Whooshing, locks them in.
Locks them all in. Mm-hmm. And then the announcer's like, get ready. You know, and he's like warming the crowd up. You're never going to guess who's here. And then the demon god, Dale Earnhardt, comes like lifting himself out of the ground. Yeah, he's like 100 feet tall.
Yeah.
He's like a demon god. Mm-hmm. He's got like horns coming out of him.
Yeah.
And he's like, and it's like, feed me your children, right?
Yeah.
And then the crowd just starts throwing their children.
Like they knew what to do.
The babies, up to 9 years old, they're tossing them. Yeah, they're tossing them over that fence. And he's just snatching them out of the air. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he's like ripping their heads off and like throwing them out into the crowd.
Cars. Yeah. The cars are still riding around and just babies and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's super messy,
you know?
But he's got all of his sponsors, you know, big tobacco and then like Christianity and all the things that he wants.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
as a demon.
and he's spraying the blood across the entire crowd and they're doing the wave in it. You know, it's just like so offensive.
Yeah.
And then he's like lapping away and wipes his mouth off like with a giant
mustache.
Yeah. Out of the mustache, like he wipes it away and just acne.
He reaches for the paper towel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
he
notices that his mustache is covered.
Yeah.
And you see the logo and it like pauses.
It's like Brawny.
Yeah.
Or whatever. What was it? Brawny?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy that's in the
Acme paper towels.
Acme.
You're like, what
paper towel?
What the fuck did I just want?
Wait, this is for paper towels?
What?
What the fuck is going on?
I don't understand this. How could they do this to Dale? You know, and like everybody would be just like so mind blown.
Yeah.
Dude, and then Elon Musk shows up and high fives him and his feet turn into a rocket and he just fucking rolls up
flies
to the sky
off
and waves slowly like Princess Diana.
Yeah.
Okay. Or actually, this is why we need animators.
Because it's like, I think if you could get like, who is the dude that, the ShamWow guy?
Oh yeah.
He's in prison now.
He went to prison.
I thought he died.
I thought he died. No, that was the dude that sold liquid pipe.
Billy Jean Dean or something.
Billy Mays.
Yeah.
He just died? How did he die, Dave?
Billy Mays comes flying in on Prince Diana on a saddle.
And they're both
lapping the blood out of the mustache up on the off his shoulder.
They're sipping
it. And he's like, wait, wipes it off. Acme paper towels available in the new London market.
What? Like the United Kingdom is pissed off at you guys. Like, what do you mean? The whole place.
The whole place.
You don't make fun of prison side.
Yeah. You can't do that.
The entire place hates you.
Don't make fun of Dale. And don't make fun of prison side.
Yeah.
And definitely not.
Those are the two.
It's the fucking most obscene commercial ever.
We could go further.
We left
a couple things out.
Like Billy Mays riding Princess Di in a saddle.
Yeah.
Like to lick the blood off of Dale Earnhardt's mustache after eating babies up to 9 years old.
I think that's fine. Yeah. I think it's totally fine.
It's a pretty good commercial.
There's your intro for the show.
That'll stick.
That's the commercial.
There's the title.
That animation style makes me think of like Super Jail. Did you ever watch that?
No.
Super Jail?
Yeah.
It was the show Super Jail. The animation was like, it was really gory and stuff. That's what I'm picturing in my head.
Yeah. Well, wait. I think maybe we've just had a breakthrough here. because we combine both of these ideas. Let's make a fake shell marketing company with a beautiful website that has insane accolades. We could just
Just make up the accolades.
Yeah, we just make up the
accolades. Make up like, you know, the 2023 marketing geniuses of the world award.
We have somebody out there like fishing to get us, you know, a meeting with a big brand,
yeah,
like Coke or something. And then we come in with this animation already built that's around our product that is the most fucked up fucking thing. And then we show it to the executives. We're like, Right? Princess Diana is licking the blood off of Dale Earnhardt's mustache in the end. And then it just goes, grab a Coke. Like, and we're like, they're like,
oh, I need something to wash that down with. These babies are good. Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
The babies are good.
Demon Dale Earnhardt approved.
What? The demon soul of Dale Earnhardt approved. He's chugging a big.
It's just like a Coca-Cola truck.
Like, I don't, because these executives have no sense of humor, they would not understand that we were trolling the fuck out of them.
No,
I want to be in that room and see what the temperature is.
No executive has any sense of humor, typically, ever, right? It's just not what they're not inclined to have humor.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's an interesting cultural reality that we live in where everybody actually, for the most part that I interact with, does have a sense of humor. And yet you have to pretend outwardly that you don't laugh at weird, random fucked up shit. You can, but that's the weird thing that we live in now. It's like, okay, so you can go to a comedy club and you can listen to somebody tell jokes and you can laugh and it's okay. But if you tell one of those jokes, fuck you. Yeah. No way.
You're not on a stage.
Like it's almost like there's an expectation where, you know, trust me when I say this, like I want comedy to be preserved for forever. But it's like if comedians are the only people that are allowed to use comedy, like that fucking sucks, man.
Yeah.
Like that reality sucks. Reality. It's really boring. And you're walking around the office and you can't say anything. You can't do anything. Huh?
Shit was funnier in the 90s.
Fucking 50s, man. Like, think about that. Like, when you think about, like, did you ever watch Mad Men?
I wasn't alive in the 50s. I mean, I can remember the 90s.
I didn't have a job when I was in, like, the 90s.
Yeah, but
I didn't have a job either.
Comedy movies were funnier.
Yeah. Well, everybody's so sensitive. Like, everything is, like, taken the wrong way. You can't
offend anybody.
No, because...
Yeah.
Why not?
That's all it's become.
Why can't we just offend everybody?
Yeah.
The whole country of the UK. You had Princess died licking baby blood off of fucking Dale Earnhardt demon.
She has wings. She came down from heaven to suck the blood off of his mustache.
She came up from underneath. She came up from his body.
Off of his big cock.
Yeah.
Like a fucking saddle.
Yeah. With like claws.
Billy Mays is just like riding. Thumbs up.
He's like whipping.
Hi, I'm Billy Mays. Yeah. Riding Princess Di.
Buy this Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
And they're just all drinking Coke.
While eating the blood.
And then they barbecue the polar bear that was the polar bear from the old.
They're fucking it.
Yeah.
They just start fucking the polar bear. That's our new.
We could get a meeting with Coke.
Oh, man.
We had this commercial animated. Dude, they're branding and everything.
We could. Like, there's zero doubt. We can get a meeting. The thing that we would have to do is say, there's quite literally zero doubt, but we would have to disguise this as something and then get in the boardroom, but we'd also have to record this somehow.
Yes, it has to be.
It wouldn't be good if we couldn't record it.
Well, I mean, telling the story would be funny. Me being able to say the time you and I and Caleb walked
It's almost this, unbelievable though, yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is unbelievable. You'd have to have video evidence.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to.
Yeah, you would. Yeah. I want to see the look on their faces.
Yeah.
When they watch this thing and they start to realize what's happening, like...
Well, humorless people, when they see things that they don't like, it's always interesting to watch their faces either way. They're like...
And it just gets progressively worse.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. This thing, like, takes a turn, and then it just keeps
It's like the burrito going. Commercial.
Yeah. It just keeps going. But I honestly think the burrito commercial now, like, we came up with that in 2015, and we thought it was the funniest shit in the world because people would be so appalled. Now they'd probably be like, "Hey, let's run it."
That's a great burrito commercial.
That sounds like a great ad.
Yeah, that's a great. Actually, they would. They'd be like, "That's a great ad."
I'm gonna run that in June.
Yeah, that's the run that in you porn. Run that because it's like the whole premise of that this commercial. Have you heard about this?
I don't think so.
Commercial. So we had a whole song too where
it was to the tune of "I Need a Hero."
Yeah.
Okay.
I need a burrito.
Okay.
A burrito that fills me up inside. Yeah. It's gotta be good and it's gotta be big and it's gotta be up inside. You know, it's like,
I need a burrito.
Oh, yeah. And so the whole thing is like, it's slow pan shot, like,
Michael Bay
like style.
Lots of lens flares.
And
there's a sick burrito truck.
Sick burrito. So the burrito truck comes like rolling in downtown and everything's kind of quiet, right? But it's like, and these two guys start cooking in the back. Well,
it was us.
Yeah, it's two guys, right? And we're cooking in the back. And then it's like things are warming up. And then pretty soon, like, ching, ching, ching. It starts to, I need a burrito. And then, but you flop. You're establishing the rhythm through building the burrito. So it's like the rhythm starts. What do you call that? When you start
just
the rhythm?
On beat?
Yeah, whatever. You start the beat. And then it like slaps the sour cream, like slaps against the naked back of
not,
one of us.
Yeah, it's not the, it's not the tortilla.
Yeah.
It's his lower back.
Yeah. And it's like, it's like binds with all the hair back there and zoom in shot.
Now it fucking pulls out to a wide and they're fucking.
Yeah.
Hard.
Yeah.
I mean, like
deep like, romance
and like shoving refried beans in each other's mouths.
Like jerking each other off with chili.
Yeah. It's like, bong, Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Right. What do you guys think? Let's run it in June.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
it's not authentic, but you don't care.
Yeah.
This is going to be bigger than the little dog thing.
I'm just curious. But this whole thing has me curious, though, because, people in the corporate world are like just notorious bullshit artists. Like, so for us to be able to like brief some stupid bullshit like Horsenet, they're could be someone on board like, oh, I see where this could be viable. And you're like, go on.
And
yeah, because we got the graphs. Yeah. You can package something to look so perfect.
Right.
Like, and that's where half of this humor is we have like awesome materials. Like these giant easel boards of insane drawings and graphs and all the shit. That is going along with our pitch. That, I mean, it's complete horse math, nonsense, bullshit. So, like, you're saying, oh, well, what we're doing is we're taking 16x to 2016's earnings equals EBITDA. Like, and you're showing it in an equation, like, and then showing, like,
showing like, earnings, just keep like, climbing.
Like, and then we took this to a focus group. Here's what was said. And, like, we have a bunch of actors just like, I really need Horsenet.
Yeah.
Like,
who doesn't need Horsenet?
Yeah. Horsenet saved my grandma.
My life has never been the same without Horsenet. Like, I had this idea a few years ago where I wanted to fund an anti-horse propaganda campaign where it was just like putting out the evils of horse, right? Where it was like billboards that say, if you can't count, you don't count. And it's like hooves. So it's like no fingers, you know? And then I would be promoting things like horse fight, where I would offer people $10,000 to send videos of them knocking their horses out in the backyard or their neighbor's horses.
Horse fight. This sounds like a TV show on Idiocracy.
And it was just like,
horse fight.
Next on horse fight, this guy tries, dude, and I mean, it's just like, and it's just these horses are constantly under attack because like they have been the the instrument of what's led to humanity's frustration is the fact that they've gone out of their beast of burden cycle and now they're in machines. And now, I mean, basically all they do is just fucking sit around in these fields all day. They don't actually have any work. Like horsepower, they get credit for things they don't do. That's they don't fucking do anything. Correct. They don't have, there's not 400 horses in my truck. Yeah. Like when else do you get credit for the things? Like nobody else is going, hey, you know, this video job is equivalent of like 100 Jareds. Like,
wow. I don't
seriously
get that.
You don't get that? Yeah, I don't get that.
They're fucking essentially working off of a debt that they've never even paid.
No. Yeah. It was their great grandfathers that put in the and established this whole
horse
criteria.
Is complete bullshit.
It's fucking propaganda. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to push back. Push back against the horses.
I think we could do it. We could frame it though. Let's frame the cattle. Like if we did a national ad campaign that was anti-horse, we do it from cows, where cows are trying to convince everybody that horses are more delicious.
this is a Chick-fil-A ad. This is working for Chick-fil-A.
No, don't eat us.
Yeah.
Eat them fucking long face sausages. Hey.
We're not glue. Yeah. We're good. You know, it's a finger licking like, good. And like, it's just like a giant deep fried horse head.
Like a Clydesdale's head. You're just like munching.
This Thanksgiving, make the choice easy. Horse.
A giant horse.
Yeah.
Whoa. The whole table is just horse ass.
Yeah.
What are we having Thanksgiving?
Stuffed horse ass. Yeah.
Stuffed horse ass.
Whoa. Whoa. How did you cook this?
But what if we did put our heads together and did some sort of national ad campaign for like a general blocked item, you know, like milk. Remember when it was the got milk?
No, you know the one I want.
An entire industry to tell us to stop.
No, you know the one I want. I've been working on this one for a long time, and I'm
beef.
I'm close. You're close. I'm gonna have this commercial. I'm gonna do this one.
Tell Caleb about it.
Should I talk about it?
Yeah, this shrimp is about to kill me.
I don't know if I should talk about it because what it is it's this. He's probably not told you about this. So
okay.
I have this like national ad campaign. You know how like milk has their, it's like the National Dairy Farmers of America or whatever. They put out this like pro milk commercial. It's just milk. It's like, you know, do you drink your milk today or whatever? It's just milk. Mm. So my commercial I've had for like 6 years at a minimum, my head is like this. Think about like, Coen Brothers, you know, wide angle from like establishing desert shot is like this 1970s truck is like rolling over a gravel road. And you see the gravel like pooming out of the back and it's just driving. And then you see the keys like rolling back and forth and somebody tuning the radio on the dash. And then they stomp on the brakes and pull off the road really, really fast. And then the door opens, door shuts, reaches in the back and grabs a hammer out of the back of the truck and then starts walking out into the middle of this like giant hay field. And then the hammer goes up and it zooms in on the hammer as the character lifts up the hammer and then it zooms at like it rack zooms on the cow's eye and it makes the noise. And then it just cuts to hamburger. Brought to you by the National Council of Hamburgers. <That's not it. laughs>
So
did I just leave you speechless?
So was this guy driving, is he like the farmer or is he just a guy who killed a cow?
Exactly. You don't know, nor do you care. Because at this point you're like, did that guy just bludgeon a cow in a field?
Did the man just kill a random cow?
For a hamburger.
He was driving through this.
That's my point. Hamburger.
Okay.
Yeah. The logistics of this are fucking insane.
Yeah.
And it's like, brought to you by the International Council of Hamburgers. And it's just like, what the fuck?
Don't eat that shrimp.
Yeah, I didn't plan on it.
Like, just whatever you guys do, don't eat. There was heat.
I was not
off my ass.
Ouch.
I don't know. I've never had that before.
Weird thing that was fast. Is
it, you jumped up?
Yeah.
He jumped up.
There was never a point in time in which I looked over at that shrimp and I said, I want some.
I need some of that.
You pulled it.
I saw you. Like you kind of looked at it.
You pulled it. It looked like you pulled it out from underneath you.
It was.
Once again, I don't eat sea shrimp. Typically.
You're going heavy on the marks, Caleb.
Yeah. Wow.
You have to stream tonight.
What was your, what is that thing on the top there? What is that stuff?
That is chamoy.
We're just going to put all that in your shirt.
Chamoy. It's like, as far as I know, it's like a fruit puree type deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's become like almost like a taffy like substance.
Like a fruit roll up.
It's literally pretty much what it is. It's like a fruit taffy that you dip your glass in and then you put like the spicy chili lime salt and it sticks to it. Mm-hmm. So then you get like a spicy sweetness with your spicy margarita.
Okay.
Amazing.
That's interesting.
It really is just so delicious. Like I crave it. And that's what I was talking to Dave about. Like, I don't know if there's something in this concoction, something with jalapenos or lime, I've literally been craving it lately. I don't know if it's like I'm dehydrated and this is doing something for me, like either the salt or something.
Right.
Like I'm like, I feel like I physically need it. Maybe it's alcoholism. I don't know.
That could
maybe
be
you're
it.
Pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. But it's something.
Your bottom.
It's something like when I drink it, I'm like, I feel like my body's like, yes.
Maybe where that's all your butt blood is coming from.
It could be.
Bottom blood.
Yeah.
Is that you're blood. Having a baby? You're having a baby.
I don't think
you're
it's that.
Making a baby.
Maybe like a turd baby.
Ooh. Oh, that like
dirt baby.
Boop knife. Yeah.
Good old baby. Good old fashioned Caleb baby.
Yeah. That's what those are called.
Yeah.
A Caleb baby.
You got to use the poop.
It's just
knife.
A big shit.
Gotta use
you gotta cut it up.
Yeah.
Gotta use the
cut that
knife.
Baby up. Flush him down.
Weren't we talking about this like a poop glove? Remember that?
Yeah.
Instead of toilet paper, it was just a glove.
It's a glove with spoons on each.
Yeah, that was it.
We didn't talk about that on the podcast.
Oh my God, that's one of the products that we completely for the spoop.
Completely forgot about that.
The fucking spoop gloves.
Now we have to talk about the spoop that we created. It's a product where it's basically just a nice heavy glove, and
really nice heavy glove.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want. Nothing's getting into your fingers.
Uh-huh.
Each finger has a spoon on it. And this is, you will never have to buy toilet paper again. If you're not a bidet person, you can buy the spoop and it literally, you just spoon the shit out of your ass with each finger.
You have a nice little hanging hook that goes right next to the
toilet. You just put your fingers into the toilet and you just shake it around.
Imagine
like us going on
Shark Tank.
It's just disgusting. I mean, like,
it's like me doing it to you. Like you bend over and I'm just fingering your ass with all five fingers of spoons and then I show them.
It's just fucking
I show them all this shit on my hands. And then it's just me like sloshing my hand in the toilet and I pull it out and it's clean. And they're like looking back at each other. Like,
we've got graphs.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Profits.
Yeah.
How many people want to stop using toilet paper?
Yeah, it's a huge waste. It clogs toilets.
My life.
Yeah, it clogs the toilets. Yeah. It's bad for your sewage.
Yeah.
Spoop, dude. Spoop.
We have this beautiful video of it being used. It's just disgusting.
It's just a close up of somebody pulling their ass apart and spinning fingers going into each finger.
Even better than just like a naked ass. It's like just two basketballs that you dump a can of chili on, and then you just run the spoons over it.
It's just smeared everywhere. It's such a mess. You're just like running a spoon in each finger. And then it's just the toilet and you're just doing this.
It's everywhere. There's chili.
You dunk your hand in the toilet and then you pull, like press the flush like four times.
Jesus. And you just turn in your hand.
And you hang it back up and it's just it's like destroyed.
It's so wet and still covered in shit, just dripping shit onto the floor.
The national rollout.
Yeah.
We partnered with Costco for a national rollout.
Spoop.
We want to do a national spoop rollout.
Spoop in every house.
You can get us on Shark Tank.
Dude.
Oh, yeah. 1,000%.
It cut our toilet paper costs down to zero. Yeah. We bought one family spoop.
With one family spoop.
The family spoop. you put it on while it's still wet from somebody else. It's just running down your arm like someone else's shit. Just scooping your own ass. It's so stupid.
Ow. Ow.
The spoop.
We could have a cool logo too.
He talks. It's like a cartoon. He's like, feed me your shit.
Yeah, it's got.
He talks.
It's like the, who is that? The hamburger helper man?
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, but it has spoons at the end with like a smiley face and a mouth. No, honey,
you can't wear the spoop to school.
Yeah.
Aww.
Oh, I love my spoop.
But I like playing with my dolls with the spoop. And it's like, she's playing with the dolls with the spoop. Just shit all over her
fucking dolls. Both the dolls. It's just a whole can of chili on both the dolls. She's making them kiss. And it's just like.
This video went out of control.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Oh, why?
Oh,
well, we got there. It took us 50 minutes.
Ooh.
We got there.
We got there. Spoop.
Every one of these episodes, we have gotten to the point where I'm laughing. It hurts my ribs.
Yeah, dude, I'm hurting a lot right now. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
It's like that classic Saturday Night Live where they had it was children's toys that they would make out of cat litter. So they were, you remember these, Dave? Did you ever see that skit? It was like, they were bringing out it was called like Fancy Cat or some shit. And the cat's like scratching and shitting in the litter box. And then the kids harvest the shit out of it and then press it into molds and paint like
God.
A dinosaur and a whistle. And they're like, It was so awesome, dude. Such a good fucking, such a good
skit. They call
skit.
It litter critters.
Yeah, litter critters. That's what it was. Yeah. It's like the best, dude.
Shit.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
We should make the ad for Spoop.
Dude, we should sell Spoop on our site. Like we should make Spoop. You just buy the
hang it up in your fucking bathroom. You're like, what the fuck is that?
We have to make a Spoop hook says Spoop.
I actually really like this idea where you guys sell these fucking products that are like, because I'm envisioning this. It's like you create the commercial and it fucking looks amazing. Like it looks amazing.
We
it's
have
like,
to make this.
Dude, it's like a leather
sticker that has animated instructions on how to use the spoop.
Yeah.
So you put the sticker on your toilet bowl.
And then you're like, and then when you get the spoop, it's like what I'm envisioning is one of those yellow, like disposable work gloves, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With like MRE spoons duct taped to each of the fingers.
Glued to the fingers.
It's just like duct taped. Just dude, like the pile of shit.
I'm thinking of, what is that? It's like a thick gray work
glove. Yeah, you could use the
That's
gray.
The one that I'm thinking that's got like the blue and it's like the like material on each end. That's what I was picturing with fucking metal spoons. Metal spoons. And we like clip the ends of them so it's just the tip of the spoon.
Yeah. On the glove.
So that way, like it's metal, so you know it's good.
You know it's good.
Like this is a spoon you'll pass
this
down.
In their bathroom for
dude,
when just, guests come over, they're like, what?
And it's got instructions
it's got the
there.
That shows
all
like
there.
The four boxes on how to use it. That's like a drawing.
In the box, it's the sticker that you put next or on top of the the spoop.
Yeah.
Then it's just a nail for you that you pound into the wall with a sticker above it.
Spoop nail. That's spoop nail. It's in a little package and it says spoop nail.
Spoop nail. It's like a nail next to your toilet with a sticker that describes that it's a spoop.
And you can have the ultimate package, and then it's like a little trough that you put on the ground for spoop runoff from when it drips. It's like a catcher.
Spoop trough. It's a spoop trough.
Available with the eating spoop.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Get those mixed up.
Yeah. The eating spoop and then the poop spoop. So one if you're right-handed. And then like the other thing I think that you could do is you could also have multiple different types of spoops for different things. So you could have...
You got to at least have sizes.
Yeah. Different sizes.
Yeah, the children one, it's like rubber spoons.
Some have a spork.
Yeah, for when you got to dig it out. Yeah, for when it's called when you're constipated.
When it's really hairy and you got to comb it out.
Yeah, that's when you're constipated and you got to dig it out. Dude, I think we should make spoop for real. If there's some way, if we just make these ourselves, we just buy like we make 100 of them.
Yeah.
And it's, we just we buy the gloves ourselves. Made. We fucking, box, can we tape these spoons a bunch of gloves.
What we need to do is build like prototype boxes for investors. Yeah. And then what we'll do is we'll get a list of actual serious investors. And then we'll put them in like really fucking nice boxes. So then they
a leather case.
Yeah. They like think when they open
a gun holster, that's like where it's more, what it's called, where it's shaped to your gun.
Yeah.
It's like that, but it's shaped to like a 5-finger.
We put them in Pelican cases. That are
like, oh, this is a new business.
This is really nice.
Oh, what the fuck?
Good presentation.
And then they look at the fucking instructions. They're like, no.
If I got this, I'd be like, this is epic. I would hang it in the bathroom,
dude. At the office. Yeah, that's like I want to make one just to hang in my bathroom, just to like for it to be fucking funny,
just to have,
so you can be like, when people will come over, they're like.
Do you think we've lost most of the audience in this? Like,
fuck
the spook conversation?
No, are they way, like, dude. This is their favorite.
This is their shit.
No, they've called other people in to listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Good. We've had a lot of comments that we've been getting people in trouble at work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what?
Oh, people just cackling, laughing, like, in headphones.
That's good.
Dude, spook. We got to make it, man. We have to make the full commercial.
Okay, let's make the commercial.
Let's do that.
We got to get, like we'll use Lux. Like,
yeah.
Like, she's going to school with a backpack. You can't bring the spoop to school.
But the spoop at school is dirty.
But the school spoop is always rusty.
Yeah.
But the spoop at school is rusty.
Literally, we'll get her to say that. That's fucking perfect.
Yeah.
Dude, one trip to Walmart, we buy some silverware, we buy some gloves. We'll buy a few different gloves and see which one we think looks the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some tape.
Hot glue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a few things, dude. Yeah.
I think if you just had like super glue. Yeah. Super glue.
Yeah.
Super glue.
Yeah.
Metal on rubber.
Or literally, trying to think if there was a way, it'd probably be too sharp on the inside, if we could cut a slit at the end of each finger for the metal pieces to come, handles to
come. That's a second model.
Why don't you gotta have room to grow. Glove maker.
We get a custom glove maker
if they could just do this.
They could.
A glove maker, yeah. I like the spoop trough, because the spoop trough also can double. The spoop trough can double as a as the kitty snacker. It's the spoop trough kitty snacker.
You can feed your cat with your spoop trough.
Well, yeah, because it already comes in for like the remnants that are coming off your spoop and dripping into the trough below it. It's the kitty snacker. Don't worry about this. Kitties,
your cat.
Cats will clean it up.
Cats are going to clean up the cat or dog.
Yeah.
It's the pet pet snacker.
Yeah.
It's called the pet snacker. Yeah. That's what it is.
Treat seat. Spoop treat. trees. Dude. It's got a nice spoop logo.
Yeah.
Burned into the wood.
I like this idea of having a spoop logo.
Dude. Yeah. I think we should go all out on our spoops. Like we have the CEO spoops and it's like a nice leather glove.
Sweet.
We've got gold spoons. Yeah.
Executive. It's the executive. We call that the executive spoon. Oh,
this is classy shit. This is a $500 spoon.
It's a golf glove.
Yeah, this is for people who spoop and they mean it.
This is a spoop for your private jet. Spoober. Yeah. This is a spoop for your private jet.
Dude, we should let's get the boxes and the packages made and let's send these to some of our big celebrity friends.
Oh my God. I want to do this.
Dude, let's make these for real.
We have to make them. Yeah, we have to make them.
We got to make these. Yeah, this is. Yeah.
I mean, if Joe got this, like.
Dude, imagine.
The problem is Joe would open it and he'd be like, I don't know if this motherfucker is serious. He'd be like, he could be fucking. I don't know if he's fucking with me or if this is serious.
We gotta send it to everybody. Yeah.
The guy that you'd want to send it to is Theo. Because Theo would fucking use it. He would probably use it. He'd be like,
we need to try this out
in the studio, man.
Yeah, I bought this package from Caleb, Jared, and Evan. They want me to use this.
It's got directions here. It's like a pamphlet that folds out. It's like little animations of them like spooning their ass.
We'll send it to everybody. Send it to all the top podcasters.
Everybody just to get them to what the fuck did these guys do?
This is a nice glove. This is
like if we could get like a real like no shit celebrity, like an A-list celebrity, like Chris Pratt, to enclose one of those like private video iPads in the box, and then he's the one pitching it. Because think about it, it would just hit so much harder if he's like, "Hey guys, this is Chris Pratt here."
I know we can get a hold of Post Malone, dude. Post Malone would love a spoop.
I think we should try and physically file the patent on this.
Yeah, we need to.
I mean, it's not as if somebody else is going to beat us to it.
No, they better not.
It's funny to have the printed patent for the spoop.
We could do that tomorrow.
Then we could add inventor to our signature block.
Dude.
Yeah, we could do that tomorrow.
Yeah, we're doing this. We got to get full force on the spoop,
I have a patent.
Yeah.
Oh, it's called the spoop.
And we can make different models. We'll make the poor man's spoop. Yeah. That's just like a worker, like a construction glove with them taped to it. Yeah.
That's the disposable spoop.
Yeah, disposable. It's just a latex glove with plastic spoons. Yeah. Yeah.
Travel spoop.
It comes in a pack of five, and it's like a glove box. Yeah. And you just pull them out. It's just like
the travel spoop. The car spoop. Yeah. So you put it back in the glove box. Yeah. Finally, the glove box for what it was used for. Yeah. A glove that you actually would use in the car.
Oh man,
like pulling spoop. Over.
Yeah,
and that's like the guy's driving down the road, like drinking some coffee, and then like, has to pull over and grabs the spoop out of the glove compartment.
Shows him leaned over a tree.
Shoveling his shit out.
He's next to a stream. Violently rubbing it on some moss.
And just puts it back in his glove compartment. It's covered in dirt and shit.
Just pouring out of the glove.
And it's like a nice car, like a Maserati. like a Maserati with like leather gloves.
It pans out and there's a girl that's in the passenger seat.
Like a supermodel, a Russian supermodel that's like dressed to go out at some like ball, and then he has to pull over and use the spoop. He puts it back in the glove compartment and like sprays a little bit of shit all over this nice ball dress, and she just brushes it off and is like feeling better, honey. And he's like, thank God I had the spoop. And then they drive away in like a luxury automobile.
And she goes to put it back in the glove compartment. He goes, clean that first. She just goes like this and shit everywhere.
She hangs it out the window as they're driving.
It's like a slow wide shot of like, you know how when people put their hands out the window and they make it like a plane and they're going up and down? The spoop is air drying because that's the way it starts.
Chili flying off of it.
Like it's splattering across the back of the...
It's like hitting on the
It's what do they call this? Like redneck pinstripes? It's chew spit down the side. It's like spoop stripes.
Oh,
hey,
shit.
Oh, hey, be proud of your spoop stripes.
Spoop. Now available at Walmart.
Dude, we make Dr. fucking Walmart. Decals. I spoop. Like,
I spoop.
I heart my spoops.
I spoop 26.2.
Spoop on board.
There's also going to be a whole secondary market of spoop accessories.
Yeah, dude. Like, there's so much.
The vibrating.
Yeah.
It'd be like the Crocs. Spoop. You can decorate it like your Crocs.
Yeah, like my spoop's got a headlight for those real dark ones.
Widgets for your spoop. There's holes in the top of it so you can put cool decorations.
So you can put your Croc. You can decorate them like your Croc. So it's got like corn on the cob. You know, peas.
Blood, and like one's a hemorrhoid. A little hemorrhoid face.
Spoop for the hunters. It's camouflage.
The fidget spinner spoop.
Yeah.
See? The thumb is just spinning.
Perfect, a child spoop. So it's got like fun games all over it.
A little squeaky toy.
Yeah, there's like a Rubik's Cube.
Squeaks. Oh, wow.
Shit. I'm not fucking around. We've been talking about spoops for 20 plus minutes, I think.
It just, you could take it so many places, man. And we know we have to make the spoop for real.
We need the logo.
Today was the true inspiration for it. We got to make the spoop. We have to make all the different versions. We got to make the cases for it.
Yeah.
Videos for it.
Goggins is out running like.
Yep.
You want to be hard?
Yeah, we got to get him one.
Yeah.
His has sporks.
Got to be environmentally friendly too.
Yeah,
you gotta use spoop.
Toilet paper. We just get all of our bidets. I ditch toilet paper.
Yeah.
But let's not tell them why we need that video.
It's hashtag fuck toilet paper.
Yeah. Like bidets are a waste of water. Toilet paper is a waste of paper and it clogs your sewages.
The spoop is
the ultimate answer.
It's dishwasher safe.
Yeah. Just tossing like six of them into your dishwasher with all of your dishes. Every family member has their own spoop. Yeah. You just toss them all in at once.
Right? I like this idea.
It's in the washer and dryer, just like clang, 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 clang. Just like melting inside.
What's wrong with you?
Dude.
So much.
That's it.
So much right.
That's going to, like we're going to make it. So all get right. ready for that.
Should we introduce the guest before we close this out?
No.
You think they'll know me they can figure the show?
It guess it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they probably figured it out by now.
They all
probably
know.
Yeah.
They know. Yeah, they know.
Puppet CEO.
Fucking cuck.
Oh, shit.
Well, goodbye.
And goodbye.
We did it. Oh, shit.